This is Tanya on Joy 94.9 with an Australian Open 2014 update. Day 10 brought us the rest of the men's and women's quarterfinals and an upset as big as Stan Wawrinka beating Novak Djokovic. Agnieszka Radwanska wasn't expected to be much of a chance against two-time defending champion Victoria Azarenka, but she won their three-set match in style 6-1, 5-7, 6-love. Aga knew she had nothing to lose playing the Grand Slam winner, and she played like it.
I think it's hard to play someone that I've lost so many times before, and you know, I knew she's a great player, especially here. She's playing amazing tennis. But you know, on the other hand, I really had nothing to lose. She was defending the title, not me, and I was really trying to play my best tennis, go for every shot that I could, and you know, I'm just very happy, and especially that I beat one of the best players in the world. So it was not easy draw, not easy quarterfinal. So I'm very happy that I won my first semifinal here.
Aga is also keen to put the disappointment of losing a Wimbledon semifinal last year behind her.
Of course. Of course, losing matches like at Wimbledon is always disappointing, and of course it's kind of painful as well, especially that it was the semi-final of the Grand Slam. But I think, you know, we're playing so much tournaments, so much very important matches, that it takes really not much time to forget, because you know, so many other Grand Slams already after that.
Victoria Azarenka forgot for a second that she was playing in the Aussie Open and lost her competitive edge a little.
She came in when she needed to, she served well in the important moments, and she was just doing everything a little bit better than me. I was just watching. I was like a spectator a little bit.
No, she played well. She didn't make me angry. I don't think I played my best tennis, but it didn't make me angry.
Grigor Dimitrov knows he could have pinched his match against the number one seed Rafael Nadal, but missed a set point opportunity in the third set that would have put him up 2-1. In the end, he lost in four and became emotional, tearing up when asked about it in his post-match interview.
What can I say? But it hurts. I'm happy that I took the decision. Once you take decision, never look back. Same thing in life. You make mistakes, you know, it's in the past. And obviously, you gotta put that in the past. And, you know, it's just a tough shot, you know. Like, it's a tough choice. So, you know, I'm sure I could have done something different. But in a match, everything comes down to a split of a second. And it's whether in or out.
I asked Rafa just what that third set meant to him.
Sure, it's very important when the third set, then you are coming back after the first set, winning the next two and winning the next two in both tiebreaks. So it's a tough moment mentally for the opponent. So after that, if I am ready to stay strong at the beginning of the fourth, I know I'm going to have my chances. But yes, it was important moment. Finally, it was decisive. But if that ball, that forehand from him goes in and you win the third, I'm going to keep fighting because I felt that I was ready for the fight. I was tired, but I think that he was tired too, so I will keep fighting until then.
Grigor thought Rafa was on top physically, but Rafa thought it was more of a psychological edge.
I'm sure that you need to be strong physically, but at one point it is more mental than physical, and if you are ready mentally, you can always resist a little bit more, but it's more a mental part, I think, in my opinion.
Andy Murray's match was nearly over three times in the third set, but he somehow found a way to stay with Roger despite having an issue with his back.
Yeah, I was proud of the way. But, you know, I hung in well, I pushed through it and, you know, almost got myself back in the match. Yeah, I don't know how many players have come back from a surgery and won the first Grand Slam back in the second tournament. It's very unlikely to happen. So, yeah, I'm playing at a decent level fairly quickly again. So hopefully I'll be back playing my best tennis soon.
Roger Federer could have taken Andy Murray in straight sets in just 2 hours, but missed a host of golden opportunities to close out the match, eventually winning in four.
The thing was, not only just did I serve for it, but I had 6-4 and at 5-2 in the breaker, maybe could have won one of the points, then probably would have gotten it home for sure. So there were so many things I could have, you know, maybe done better. Maybe got slightly passive, and I could sense that, you know, he was struggling shortly after that.
He is also over the moon for fellow Swiss player Stan Wawrinka after his big win over Novak.
What I really love is that, you know, another Swiss is in the semis as well. It's the first time in history for us, so it's a big deal. And I was very happy for Stan last night because he's put in an amazing effort in the last years and didn't always get compensated, you know, so that's the big news for me.
What will you say about the All Swiss finals?
Yeah, the moment you start thinking of that, we are taking the same flight home, so look, I'm worried about my match, you know, clearly, but I'll definitely watch his first and hopefully he can make it and then he can put the pressure on me that way. I mean, it's a great problem to have. Jeez, I mean, he played so well, not just now against Novak, but he's done it so well in this tournament. How much can I say here? I don't know. I'm not sitting there all quiet, no. At the end, I was standing up, you know, and hands in the air like him. So that's what it was, you know. And when he wins big points, you know, yeah, I guess you do fist pump, you know. And I high five with Mirka and yeah. So it was good. good fun last night. We watched the entire fifth set together before I was watching more by myself, so it was great fun, really amazing.
Roger's up against the old foe Rafa next and will turn to former pro Stefan Edberg for advice on how to beat someone that's caused him difficulty over the years. Dominika Sibulkova easily beat Simona Halep 6-3, 6-love, and hasn't been in the finals of a Grand Slam since she was 19. She has to focus on her next opponent, Radwanska, but Stan's win over Novak was so exciting the night before, she couldn't sleep.
Yeah, I did, but I have to turn it off in fifth set because I knew I have to go sleep early and I knew I'm gonna keep watching. So I said to my boyfriend, just turn it off. I cannot watch anymore. So yeah, I was cheering for him.
This has been an Australian Open 2014 update on Joy 94.9.